share a story with you that's actually a little bit of a logic puzzle. A man's at home and travels a little ways, and then he turns left and travels a little further before turning left once again and travels even yet further. He turns left one more time and travels once again, and when he returns home, he is greeted by two men wearing masks. Do you know what's happening?
He's playing baseball, and after hitting a home run, the catcher and umpire are waiting for him at home plate.
That's right. This is a baseball game, and we have been having a sermon series this summer about baseball, so this would be the third inning, and I guess I would be a pinch hitter, as our star is in Springfield this week. And as I mentioned earlier, they've traveled a little ways to Springfield for annual conference. Pastor Gary and Larry Joyner and Jan Keeney, and I believe Jody's down there as well. And we're looking forward to them coming home, but not so that we greet them wearing masks. But definitely looking forward to them coming home, and so that we can celebrate the start of another year with Pastor Gary as our senior pastor. Now, we haven't officially received that notification, but it should be coming today or tomorrow, and the bishop has to sign the paperwork or however that's done. We're also celebrating that it's Pentecost Sunday, a day on which the Holy Spirit came to the people. And again, the reason why several of us have worn red, yellow, or blue. Now, confirmation is a time that we ask lots of questions, and today I'm going to be sharing some of what we heard from our confirmands, as well as our mentors and some of the others that have been involved. With our monthly breakfast, we ask lots of questions, and sometimes a few extra people get involved in those question and answers as well. And I'm also going to be having Nathan share some scriptures throughout the morning that the confirmands and mentors lifted up as their favorites. And we'll even throw in some of those hymns in the middle of the message. So when I stop and we sing a couple songs, that doesn't mean we're done. We're going to be then hearing some more scriptures and stories. So again, it's a little bit different. And when we asked the confirmands and mentors, why did you become a Christian? Wasn't that surprised, considering we have a few fifth and sixth graders in the group, that some of them answered, I don't know. But we also had a lot of references to family and even being born into it, or having been called to it. And when we asked why they chose to become a member of Avondale United Methodist Church specifically, we had them mentioning friends, neighbors, and all of this reminds me of the saying that we use frequently of invite friend.
That's friends, relatives, associates, neighbors.
Exactly. So be sure to invite a friend, because we're seeing it's working with some of our youth. We also asked the confirmands for their favorite scriptures. And a few weeks ago on the day of service, which many of you were involved in, I was part of the prayer team out in the chapel, and Janie Wasser asked me what my favorite scripture was. So I figured, since I'm in the pulpit, I get to go first. And so, my favorite scripture is the Great Commandment from Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. And Nathan, would you share that with us?
Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
And I've really enjoyed that scripture personally, even more those last few months as the seekers have been studying the introduction to the New Testament, because it's the links between the Old and the New Testament, and so it really feels like it's a nice link there. It's already a scripture I enjoy, but even more so now. And now we're going to worship with a couple of songs, and remember, the message is done. This is part of the message. So I invite you all to join us in two songs that were mentioned most frequently by our confirmands and mentors and other guests as their favorites. And those were number 378, Amazing Grace, and number 2164, Sanctuary. So next we're going to look at how we worship, and earlier Nathan shared the 100th Psalm as our prayer of dedication, and he talks about worshiping with gladness and making a joyful noise. And interestingly, this weekend, and this isn't in the script, this weekend at annual conference, some of you may remember Reverend Laura Cunningham from when she was a member. Well, her church's praise band played an annual conference, and the name of their praise band is Psalm 100. So I thought that was very fitting that a former member of our congregation, that her new church is participating in our worship this morning. They just didn't know. Also, one of the things I've learned for many years in youth ministry is that youth workers suggest an addition to the Beatitudes, and that is, blessed are the flexible, for they will not get bent out of shape. And I see Violet nodding knowingly from when she went on a mission trip with us a few years ago, or when she's helped Sunday school. So it's definitely the case. Well, we're having one of those moments this morning, and that a couple of videos that I planned to have in the script, we couldn't find. So I'm going to reference them without showing. But one of the best songs that I've seen as a way to show the joy of worship is actually the song Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And if you've ever seen the movie Sister Act, they perform Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee a little bit differently than you might be used to. And so if you have a chance to watch it, I believe the clip's at the very end of the movie. Again, I couldn't find it this week. Videos aren't quite as readily available as they once were. Blockbuster, I think, is no more. So. But another one, that song was actually mentioned by several people when we were talking, and specifically even that video clip. We also had the suggestion of the song Holy by the David Crowder Band. So that's another one that is worth hearing, but another way of worship. But again, we're being flexible and going with things, and there are times for being flexible. There are different times for many different things, and that's shown in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, as well as 11.
Everything has its season. There will come a time when the purposes of heaven are fulfilled. A time of giving birth and a time of dying. A time of planting and a time of reaping. A time of sorrow and a time of healing. A time of tearing down and a time of building up. A time of crying and a time of laughing. A time of weeping and a time of dancing. A time of scattering stones and a time of gathering stones together. A time of embracing and a time of parting. A time of finding and a time of losing. A time of keeping and a time of giving. A time of tearing and a time of sowing. A time of listening and a time of speaking. A time of loving and a time of hating. A time of war and a time of peace. God has made everything beautiful in its time. God has also set eternity in the human earth. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
And as I mentioned before, it's the time that we're going to hopefully be hearing the news soon that Pastor Gary's returning to us. But also last night was a time that another former member of our congregation, Reverend Brian Wendling, was ordained as an elder in the church. And so that was very exciting. I know some of us signed a card last week to send to him. And so it's neat to see the members of our congregation going out and serving in so many ways. One of the things that we've asked, and I have a lot of memories of when Brian was here, and Brian and Larry Schmitz, the two of them were our first teachers in the Seekers class. And of course, Larry's in the Congo now. And so I have a lot of memories from that. But we asked our compliments and mentors to share some of their favorite memories of their time at Avondale United Methodist Church. And we heard things such as worship in the wilderness, and that's something that's a lot of fun, and we'll be doing that again at the end of the summer in August. We heard mention of Sunday school, and we've also heard about confirmation. And by the way, an interesting thing, when we took the confirmands a couple months ago, we visited, one of the traditions is we visit different faith traditions. We visit a Catholic church, we visit a Jewish synagogue, we visit even some other United Methodist churches, which amazingly can be quite different than our own. And so we went to a lot of different places. We closed at Renaissance United Methodist. But the Friday night service that the confirmands attended is the one that I heard the most feedback on. And of course, that's the one I wasn't at. So I got to hear a lot about that, and that seemed to be a favorite of a lot of them. And that was, again, the Jewish synagogue. And I thought that was interesting in that the last week, I've heard twice reference to an interesting story that, or, you know, there are any Star Trek fans. Yes, this actually fits in with the message. But some of you may remember Spock being a Vulcan, and his greeting always to people is this. Well, I read it in a book I was reading, and it was talking about this, and then I actually saw a video clip of an interview with Leonard Nimoy, who plays Spock, and they asked him where the origins of this came from, and he is actually Jewish, and shared that this is not originally Vulcan. Sorry to disappoint you. This is actually a Jewish prayer, a Jewish blessing, because this is the first letter of the word, of the Jewish word, for Shaddai. I thought, how fitting that Betsy shared on our offertory this morning, El Shaddai, and that it's a Jewish blessing to do this. So, you know, if someone comes up with you and greets you this way, they may not know their blessing. Other favorite memories that we've heard from our confirmands and mentors were serving as an acolyte or going on field trips such as Terrific Times. And I know we had one of those Terrific Times just on Friday, I believe. And I don't know if any of you went. I didn't get to go, but I heard some good stories, saw some pictures on Facebook, and such. It looked like a lot of fun. Specifically, one of the Terrific Times that held up as a favorite memory was the trip to Sea Life. And we also heard from some of our youth trips, such as WOW, or the Young Christians Weekend to Silver Dollar City. So some of those overnight, for some reason, youth like to travel and go away from home. And personally, my favorite memories have been, while I've been a youth director, have been not a single moment in time, but more of a length of time, when I see the changes and the growth in our youth from when they're fifth and sixth graders to when they're in high school. And so maybe you're about halfway through that transition from the younger to the older. But not just them getting taller, although they haven't, most of them don't catch me on height. But not only do they get taller, but also just growth in their spiritual faith. It's a very great memory for me. Another popular scripture that we've heard mentioned from several of the adults, and actually not from the youth, but some of the adults, was from Proverbs chapter 31, specifically verse 25.
Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come.
And a little later during the service, Nathan's going to be leading us in a responsive reading of the Canticle of Love, and Pastor Jerry found this for me because it actually includes elements of two of the favorite scripture verses that were brought up, and those were 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 John chapter 4. Of course, 1 Corinthians 13 being known frequently as the love chapter. And when we were asked, when we asked about favorite scriptures, we heard a lot of mentions of not just specific verses, but two books of the Bible we heard were the Psalms and Acts. Well, we've heard a couple of Psalms already. Did a couple of those as responsive readings. But covering the book of Acts, it seems very fitting considering what today is, a Pentecost Sunday. And so today we're going to have Nathan share from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 18 from the Common English Bible.
Today's scripture passage from chapter 2 of the book of Acts is being read from the Common English Bible, a fresh translation published last summer, with a goal to touch the heart and mind, in the spirit of the King James Version that celebrated its 400th anniversary last year. When Pentecost Day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound from heaven like a howling of a fierce wind filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were pious Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, a crowd gathered. They were mystified because everyone heard them speaking in their native languages. They were surprised and amazed, saying, "Look, aren't all the people who are speaking Galileans, every one of them? How then can each of us hear them speaking in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, as well as residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the regions of Libya bordering the Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the mighty works of God in our own languages." They were all surprised and bewildered. Some asked each other, "What does this mean?" Others cheered at them, saying, "They're full of new wine." Peter stood with the other 11 apostles. He raised his voice and declared, "Judeans, and everyone living in Jerusalem, know this. Listen carefully to my words. These people are not drunk, as you suspect. After all, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Rather, this is what was spoken to the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your elders will dream dreams. Even upon my servants, men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy."
I'm glad I had Nathan reading that scripture, because I would have stumbled over a lot of it. And some of those parts really jumped out at me about the seeing visions and dreaming dreams really have to do with what we see as we both look back and also look forward. With it is our 100th anniversary, and it's a time to look back, but it's also a time to look forward. But this passage that Nathan just shared is actually shared in the book that Pastor Gary has been referencing throughout his sermon series that kind of inspired his sermon series on baseball. So I want to share a little bit of a little passage from that book, looking at that scripture from Acts. What does this mean, indeed? Looking back, one might conclude the Word of God is meant to be heard by people of all nations. However, to paraphrase Luke in Acts, one might reach a similar conclusion regarding our national pastime. Look, are not all these who play baseball? And how is it that we cheer, each in our own language, those players from where we were born? Dominicans and Mexicans and Cubans, those dwelling in Venezuela, Puerto Rico and Panama, Korea and Japan, Australia and Colombia, China and the parts of Canada adjoining America, visitors and home teams, both whites and blacks, Latins and Asians, we see them playing our own game as a wonderful work of God. Baseball, perhaps more than any other enterprise, brings together people of different religions, races, and nationalities, and forges them into thriving communities where all work together to serve one another toward a common goal. Leave it to the game to hold out the possibility, the potential God sees for all of humanity. The author of the book continues, "Growing up, I was taught that Catholicism is the one true religion. These days, at least, the church recognizes that there are many ways to the Father. Either way, the infant church had to expand its thinking, go through a conversion of its own, to be inclusive of the much larger world of Gentiles. For its part, the national pastime had to mature before it could indeed reflect all that is good about America. Inclusion, equality, freedom of expression, Christianity, and baseball have long had ideals. It just took them a while. It just took them both a while to live up to them." Now we're going to share a couple of more of our favorite songs. Again, the first verse of each. "This is my Father's World" and "Blessed Assurance."
Yeah.
stories, and I've shared some of those already. And I mentioned with the Acts about the visions and looking to the future. So one of the things we also asked our confirmands and mentors was, what are they looking forward to? And we heard some things that were similar to some of the things they had to say from memory, such as looking forward to youth trips, or looking forward to doing Terrific Times again, or Wilderness Weekend. We also heard about a couple of things that are going on specifically to this year, and looking forward to the celebration of the 100th anniversary, or looking forward to 2 weeks from now when we have Confirmation Sunday, and our confirmands are joining the church. And of course, a favorite memory I have of through the years, not specifically to Avondale, but is actually of communion. And that's something that I didn't know how important it was until I hadn't had it in a while. When I was away in college, I didn't make it quite as frequently. And when I did get communion, I realized how much it meant to me, because I realized how long it had been since I had communion. And so that was very significant. And I want to make sure that everyone remembers that we do